Kära Christer och när vi välkomnar idag, vi har fint besök. Vi har sett det är Kanik Mourimont-Jean, min superiör, Institut Kristus Konings superiör för England och Sverige som är här på besök. Jag tänkte han skulle fira mässan, men han tänkte vi har ju första kommunion att jag ska fira, alltså vara i celebrant idag, undantagsvis. Besök, och, men han kommer hålla någon predikan på engelska. Jag vill också hänvisa att jag inte vara här, kommer vara här under veckan. Jag har hittat en billig flyg till Tyskland och då tänkte jag måste slå till. Och det betyder att jag åker idag några dagar till Tyskland och kommer tillbaka på lördag. Det betyder att det är inga mässor denna veckan, men nästa söndag förstås också igen heliga mässan. Ja. Ja, och därför att predikan kommer att vara på engelska ska jag några ord till våra kära kommunionbarn, några påminnelser. Men gör idag att ta emot Jesus Kristus i kött och blod, gudomlighet och mänsklighet, kropp och själ i era hjärtan. Ni måste verkligen utnyttja när man tar emot det första gången, den heliga kommunionen. Man kan önska sig någonting, någon speciell nåd. Det kan vara för er, det kan vara någonting för er familj, era föräldrar, era syskon som har något besvär. För er själva, ni beskyttade, det är väldigt viktigt att ni nu, när ni tar emot Jesus på riktigt, med mycket längtan och mycket tro, och efteråt också prata lite med honom. När ni har tagit emot den heliga kommunionen, han är ju kvar i vårt hjärta. Och helige Frans av Sales säger jag, när vi har tagit emot den heliga kommunionen, då måste vi prata med honom. Vi måste anförtro honom allt, visa honom alla våra svagheter, anförtro alla våra sorg och bekymmer. Men det gäller alla här, varje gång. Det är så viktigt alltså, att ta den heliga, överhuvudtaget att ta emot den heliga kommunionen. Det viktigaste medlet att växa i nåd och i kraft. Och för er första gången, och försök också växa i kärlek. Och varje gång älskar Jesus mer, och varje gång längtar efter honom mer, och varje gång gör någon liten framsteg, lite bättre, varje gång lite bättre för vår Herre. Om ni gör detta, ni bara ber varje dag i familjen, när vi ber för varandra, för allt fall vår tre av Maria varje dag, det kommer att bli bara, och ni ser, det kommer Jesus göra mirakel i era hjärtan. Så överlämnar jag ordet till Kanik Monzon.
In the name of the Father, of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Karen Kunkel. It's a pleasure to be back to Stockholm after a few months. My last visit was last January, I think, and the weather was a little bit different, a bit colder. But anyway, I brought the nice sun from England, and in particular from Liverpool, as you can see. And today, as we celebrate the first Holy Communion of three children of this beautiful community, we must remember, and it's a good occasion for us to remember the very day of our first Holy Communion, or the day, the future day of our first Holy Communion, when we are back to the Catholic Church. And this first Holy Communion days are a treasure, in particular for us priests, but also for all the congregation. And we must remember on that day what happened to us. And maybe we need a little bit of a reminder to refresh our memories in regards to the day of our Holy Communion. And here, Everybody can certainly remember a few details what happened on that day. Maybe you still remember, if you have got a good memory, the clothes you were wearing, the place where you receive our Blessed Lord for the first time in your soul, who was attending this important ceremony with you as a family and friends. But the hidden side of the ceremony is the best. The hidden side of the ceremony must be remembered. And once during our formation at the seminary of Gricigliano for the Institute of Christ the King, and in most of our sacristy around the world, there is a little note above the press, the big table, where the vestments of the priest are nicely displayed by the sacristans. And there is a little note in our sacristy. The note says in Latin three sentences which could be used for the communicants of the day, the three communicants of the day, but we can still be used for us. As we prepare for the celebration of the Mass and just bearing and holding and vesting step by step, as we should do, we read these three sentences. Celebra missa ut prima, ut unica, ut ultima. Celebrate the Mass as if it were the first one, as if it were the only one, or the solo one, as if it were the last one. These very simple words of the last preparation of the priest to celebrate the Holy Mass, because he's about to perform again sacramentally and through his mystery a kind of incarnation of Jesus Christ under the veil of the Blessed Sacrament, the bread and the wine, which are no longer bread and wine after the consecration. But we are reminded what we are about to do, and the treasure we are about to hold in our hands, and the treasure and the gem we are about to receive, who is about to dwell in our soul through the reception of the Holy Eucharist. And if I may, I know the three children today, they cannot understand the Liverpool accent and not English, but maybe the parents could translate that to them in a few minutes. Ut ultima, ut unica, ut prima. As if it were the first, the only one, and the last one. The first Holy Communion is definitely the first in time, in chronology, in the history of these children. It is early stages in history. But the second step is as if it were the only one. And here we move from a quality or an aspect of history, as if it were the first one, then we move to as if it were the only one. If it means that here we treasure the very moment of this intimacy, the first intimacy and intimate union with our Blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And this is why we treasure the preparation of our souls and our heart with, obviously, a thorough, a good and honest confession, as if it were the only day we would receive our Blessed Lord. Here we move from history of the sacrament to my history, the history of my heart. This is the treasure of my day on that day. And this is why we must remember how we did a long time ago, maybe, we prepare our first Holy Communion. How did we feel? And not just the feeling, but how excited we were to be united to the divinity of our Blessed Lord. Ut unica. And we should prepare the Holy Communion as if there was nothing more important in our life, unique, in the sense of not just the only one, but unique as in the very deep sense. The deep meaning of unique here is no, there is nothing else which does matter. No, nothing and nobody matters more, even our parents on that day, than our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Unique in that sense. And the third one, and I will conclude soon, the third one is ut ultima, as if we were to die on that day, how would I receive Holy Communion? And these three elements are the history, describe the history of our soul, the life of the soul, from the beginning, ut prima, to the end, ut ultima. And then the core is ut unica, because Christ is everything. And this is the gem of Holy Communion, is there. It's not only a matter of time, at the beginning or at the end of life. It's a matter of quality and intensity of the divine grace, which is now shared through and with inside the very blessed sacrament, the very presence of Jesus Christ in the blessed sacrament. And as we know, the story doesn't stop there. Ut ultima is not the end of the mysterious history of our relationship with our blessed Lord in the blessed sacrament. The blessed sacrament is not ultima on the day we die. It's a new one. Every time we receive our blessed Lord in the blessed sacrament, as St. Thomas Aquinas says again, we receive the semen gloriae, that is to say, a seed of eternal life. Every single Holy Communion, every time we receive our Lord in our hearts, we are immediately, through the Blessed Sacrament, in touch with our eternal life. We are not on our own. We are immediately sort of sent or thrown into the bath of eternity, immediately. And this is not a matter of feeling. This is real. This is now happening to us. And we know and we see here again the power and the efficacy of the fruitful reception of our blessed Lord in the host. We receive a seed of eternal life. Ut ultima begins for us and starts to be for us the first time, the first second, the first instance, opens to the first instant of the eternal life. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen.